For years, there's been a push to encourage more young women to study science, technology, engineering and maths and to pursue careers in these fields. But in engineering, the hundreds of programs aimed at attracting more women and girls just aren't working, with no improvement in the numbers studying the subject at university or embarking on it as a profession. The federal government's Women in STEM ambassador says new interventions are needed, as Emily Burke reports.
19-year-old Georgia is a part-time uni student and part-time music teacher in Melbourne's outer north. But today, she's working at a manufacturing facility.
Oh, I just like using my hands.
What are your career aspirations?
Yeah, I want to own my own guitar-making workshop and cafe sort of a thing. That's the dream, but yeah, got to get there first.
Year 12 students Shannon and Zoe work here on a Saturday morning.
It's even basic stuff like learning how to use like screwdrivers and stuff that girls really, we just don't get taught. Like it's always the boys' thing to do.
Would you think about it as a career?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Why?
Because it is hands-on, and at our school we don't have like a woodworks or anything like that. At the most, closest you'll get to hands-on is like art, and we are not artistic people. This is something where we can get our hands dirty and have a bit of fun with it.
It doesn't have to be blue-collar employment. It can be really cool, funky, creative, and you can make a difference.
Watching the girls work is Erica Hughes from advanced manufacturing firm Integra Systems.
Passing on this knowledge and building up the confidence in young people and young women especially by exposing them to what the possibilities are is where you start to get the interest and it starts to stimulate new lines of thinking. But at the moment, I don't think enough women know that this is possible.
Emma Arnold is from Melbourne's Polytechnic Tech Schools. She says job prospects in design, advanced manufacturing and engineering are growing as technology advances.
So we make sure we always teach coding, 3D modelling, and a lot of design stuff as well, along with design thinking, which is instead of finding one solution, you find multiple solutions to your problem.
Felicity Fury is an engineer, entrepreneur and educator. She says workshops and site tours are key to drawing more girls in.
77% of students who are a no to engineering change their mind to a yes after actually seeing these hands-on things because they're discovering it for themselves, they're having the opportunity to break things, to fail, to make mistakes and then improve.
But after tracking the data over the last 10 years, there's been almost no statistically significant shift in the number of girls actually working in or taking higher education in engineering.
Only 15% of domestic university students studying engineering are women. And so women's participation is still extremely low across the board.
Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith from UNSW is the federal government appointed Women in STEM ambassador.
The stereotypes around the kind of macho, hard hat and high vis, we've got to be breaking down those stereotypes about who does engineering and what it involves. Young kids love learning by doing. So it's really those practical experiences. Now, if you walk around a major department store today and you go into the toys section, you will see that girls are marketed very strongly, unicorns and fairies and princesses, and boys are marketed space and dinosaurs and toy trucks. So we need to start right at the beginning of children's lives and get that engineering mindset. So we need to start at the very youngest age and get it through the education system, whereby early childhood educators, parents, teachers are all pushing towards these stereotypes becoming a thing of the past.
Women in STEM Ambassador Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith, ending that report by Emily Burke.